problem of evil resident power. The problem of evil resident power. It is good to listen carefully, because our prayers, as from after this message, they are what you call surgical prayers. A prayer, a kind of prayer where everyone will take the scissors and the knife and begin to cut things. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, as somebody listen to me now, your own mother is threatening to finish you off. But that evil agenda for your life has been cancelled completely. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. The Lord said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. See, then after you have done that three kinds of deliverance, deliverance from your country power, deliverance from your kindred power, deliverance from your father's house, said, then I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Three kinds of deliverances, seven kinds of blessings. But there is a curious word there. Get out from thy father's house. Listen very carefully, beloved. Unto every household, there is a resident power. It may be the power to promote. It may be the power to demote. It may be the power to just retain the person where the person is. No going backward, no going forward. It may be the power of hatred. It may be the power of anger. In the olden days, if you come to our parents and say you found a wife or you found a husband, they want to find out what kind of family that man has come from, or what kind of family that woman has come from. Why do our fathers, ancestors make that investigation? It's because they are aware that there are resident powers in families. Sometimes somebody brings a husband, and they say, from which family is that one? They say, it's from Okokoriko family. They say, Those people, they're always killing their wives, so don't go. There is a resident power in Okokoriko family that they have noticed will kill the woman. Kill the woman. There was a woman that married a native doctor. She was the number 9 wife. All the former 8 wives died during childbearing, all of them. So nobody wanted to marry the man again. But this number 9 was married using hypnotic magic. It was that one that now got born again. And things began to change. So in every household, there is a resident power. In some families, you find that practically everybody is a pastor. In some families, you find that practically everybody has this bad temper. In some families, you find that all the women there don't enjoy marriage. In some families, you find that all the men in that family must marry witches. In some families, they will rise with high heights and something brings them down. In some families, there is this acidic poverty power inside the family. Anything that's an event to do, everybody is so sad because there is no money. So the point I'm making is this. Unto each family, there is a resident power. Either to do good or to do evil. If it's to do evil and you do not deal with it, it will deal with you. So the principle is still the same. Stop them before they stop you. If you don't stop them, they will stop you. It doesn't matter whether you're a pastor. We're talking about the resident power of the house. So you are saying you're a pastor, it doesn't matter. Those powers have no respect for your anointing. You have to deal with it yourself. Deal with it yourself. I want you to understand this very well.
Moses, as anointed as he was, still he did not deal with this power. The anger of his father's house. And that anger now dealt with him. Stop them before they stop you. One of the saddest things that I've ever seen in my life was a man of God, a general overseer of a church. As of the time he came to pray CTF for deliverance, he was 70 years old. He became a pastor when he was 20 years old. Meaning that he had been a pastor for 50 years. He became a pastor before I was born. But at the age of 70, this pastor was now caught sleeping with a girl of 20 who is younger than his last daughter inside his office. And that was the end of his calling. 50 years. That evil power still caught up with him. I'm praying for somebody here. That any power pursuing you from your household, that power must die this morning. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. A lady had this broken marriage engagement, broken marriages, broken marriage engagement, failure, until she started praying. Started praying. All of a sudden at the prayer meeting that day, God opened her eyes. And she saw herself in the maternity ward where she was born. She saw the doctor. She saw her mother. She saw her father. She saw them breaking the news to her mother. She said, "Congratulations, madam. You have a baby girl." I said, "Baby girl? Baby girl? No. After 6 girls, another baby girl. Take that thing away from here. Take that thing away from here." And the vision cleared. And the Lord said, "Do you know the person they are calling that thing? It's you. The spirit of that thing, of being insignificant, is now troubling your life." Supposing there was no revelation for her to walk on, she would die like that. Everyone who does not address the evil power of his household may go from the cradle to the grave crying. I pray that anyone here today and the residential power of your father's house has pushed you to the level you don't want, I command you by the power and the blood of Jesus that you must recover yourself. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. The evil power resident in the house is a terrible thing indeed. In majority of families, there is a power called familiar spirit. Familiar means they know everything. They are familiar with what goes on in the family. They are able to deceive and to dribble and to mesmerize. And one needs to thoroughly deal with them. So what have I said to you so far? There are powers resident in our father's house. These powers could be positive or negative. In most cases, they are negative because most of our fathers did not serve the Lord, they served the devil. Negative powers from our father's house is a great problem indeed. That's why you find some preachers talking about generational curses, generational blessing. There could be generational blessing. There could be generational curses. I pray that anyone laboring under any generational curse here, that by the power in the blood of Jesus, you must be set free. 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 In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please, do you understand what I'm trying to explain? Yes or no? Many of our ancestors, they have already prepared a platform of demotion for all their offspring. Doesn't matter whether the offspring is in Nigeria, in America, in anywhere, the platform is prepared. Platform is prepared. A man was doing his PhD somewhere abroad. His demonic father in his resident country felt that he was making money that he wasn't sending home. So he decided to bring him back. All of a sudden, this boy woke up one morning, gathered all his stuff, the one that he can put in a box, and came back home. He didn't know how he got home. The father now said, "You are back home now." He said, "Do you know how I brought you here?" I said, "No, but I'm supposed to be doing my PhD. What am I doing here?" He said, "I brought you here using the web of a spider. Demonic technology. Using a demonic spider web to bring somebody away from his place of destiny. I pray that any magic power, any fetish power, any sorcery power assigned against anyone here will backfire immediately. It will backfire. 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 In the name of Jesus." Lack of deliverance from these residential powers would destroy a person's destiny. Stubborn powers from somebody's father's house can make the person suffer from the cradle to the grave. From the cradle to the grave. So to change your destiny, you must address them. You must stop them before they stop you. Those powers can cause a great problem indeed. God told Eli, said, "Listen, said, there shall not be an old man in your house forever. Said, all the young men shall die at the flower of their age." So there was a sentence of death in the house of Eli. It doesn't matter how good the doctor is. It doesn't matter how good the person is. A sentence of death. Some of you might have heard me sharing this. It was many years back. This doctor came. Man, a doctor. Wife, a doctor. But that woman had been to the hospital to have children 14 times and all the baby died in the hospital. She got married at the age of 19. As of the time she came to see me, she was 45. She has been to the hospital 14 times and she didn't come back with the baby. They all died right there in the hospital. They now came. Now she was pregnant 15th time. So they came to me for prayers. I closed my eyes. I wanted to start praying. "Father, in the name of Jesus." I said, "Son, don't pray. This woman must fast for 21 days. Dry fast." "Ah, how can I tell a pregnant woman not to eat for 21 days? Anyway, since I'm not the owner of the information, I'm just a messenger." So I delivered the message. I said, "Madam, I'm not going to pray. You need to fast for 21 days. Be drinking only water." Hey, the husband, a medical doctor, he looked at me. He said, "You see, this is what we're saying about these Pentecostal pastors. I mean, darling, this man is crazy. How can he say pregnant woman should fast for 21 days? You say this man is a doctor too? And he doesn't understand that there is no sugar, no food will be supplied to the baby? No. Let's go. The woman said, "Darling, I've been to the hospital with you 14 times. And I didn't come back with a baby. I want to try what this man is saying. If I die, I die." The man said, "You want to do what this man is saying?" The man now turned to me. Said, "Listen to me very well. Let your thick head understand what I'm saying now. If my wife dies, you will find your face in the pages of all Nigerian newspapers. That you are the one that killed her and I will sue you." And he walked out in anger. The truth that the woman did the fasting. And that's the only baby she has now. Amen. Later, the man came back to apologize. And he brought plenty of yams as if yam is the solution. Why? There was a resident power in either the man's house or the woman's house. Because once you marry, both of you become one. So once you get married, it's not only the physical man you've married. You have married the evil power of his father's house plus the evil power of your own father's house. There are two evil powers married now. All the demons you're bringing from our home, the one you are bringing from your own side, they are now united. So you need to now fight them in unity. But once you start fighting, you are your husband and wife, then they start on you. So when these powers are at work,
there are intensive, unexplainable marital problems. When these powers are at work, there will be conversion by foot marks by others. Once these powers are at work, a person will see but not attain. Once these powers are at work, if there is a demonic house, that's where the person will go and hire a house and stay. You know, there are some houses, you bring in something, you don't bring out anything. The person will go and live in that house. Once these powers are at work, the person will be sitting for satanic examination in the dream. Once these powers are at work, the person will be suffering from unexplainable financial embarrassment. Once this power is at work, the person will go into spiritual stagnancy. Or if it's a minister, he will make terrible ministerial errors. Once these powers are at work, there will be plenty of buried talents and buried virtues. Once these powers are at work, you find that those who should cooperate with you, who should help you, will disappear. Once this power is at work, the person will have wonderful ideas, but there will be no capital, no money to do it. Once these powers are at work, there will be chain problems. Once these powers are at work, there will be desert business. The business starts well, it now becomes a desert. Once this power is at work, the person will be going through evil family pattern. Once this power is at work, the person will be suffering from what you call debt magnet. Always in debt, always in debt. Once these powers are at work, there will be dream of retrogression, dream of going back, going back, going back. Once this power is at work, there will be evil diversion. Once this power is at work, all the wrong men will be coming to a woman, the wrong men. And all these men will be arranged from the pit of hell to derail the woman. Once this power is at work, a woman will bring a wicked husband home and they will say, don't marry this man. I said, no, if I don't marry him, that's it. Once this power is at work, there will be gradual dispossession. You'll be losing your things and losing your properties, losing money. Once this power is at work, there will be terrible poverty. Once this power is at work, you will waste your time in wrong churches. The enemy may even push you to a church where the prophet or the pastor will put a curse on you again. Upon all the problems you have, they are putting prophetic curse on your head again. Once this power is at work, they will push a person by promotion to a level where he will not take his spiritual life seriously again. They will make you senior deacon, senior bishop, senior this, senior that. And they will promote you above your experience. So that you think you are heavy, whereas you are light. It's still the same powers. When this power is at work, there will be strange and drug-resistant infirmities. Once these powers are at work. Once these powers are at work, a person will always go to the wrong hospitals where they will make terrible mistakes. Once these powers are at work. There have been cases of people who went for surgery, they forgot needles, they forgot cutting wood, they forgot even this hospital towel inside them and sewed it back. It's the powers. Once this power is at work, there will be vagabond spirit. Try this business, it's not working. Try another one, it's not working. Once this power is at work, there will be a mark of hatred. People hate you for no reason at all. Once this power is at work, there will be leaking pocket. Once this power is at work, there will be all-round attack. Once this power is at work, you have polluted children who will go and receive witchcraft. One day, a medical doctor brought three children to me. It has been a long time since I saw an able-bodied man crying like that. He cried. Said, Gio, look at these three children. They are all possessed. And that they are all promised to destroy him. I said, but what have you done to them? I don't know, sir. I don't know. So I turned to the first child. What's the matter? I saw the second, what's the matter? They looked at me. I said, Gio, too late. If they had brought us here 5 years back, so maybe you would have let him go. I said, but now, we have finished everything. The man had ships. Ship sank. He had trailers. Trailers caught fire. He had a Greek farm. One night, all the poultry, both chicken, pig, they came there and all of them were dead. All thousands. And these children were saying, We did it. They put a mark on his clinic. 1 month, only one patient will come. And the patient will come for malaria. Go and bring 60 naira.
The patient will not even have 60 naira to bring again. Tell me, beloved, how do you run a clinic on 60 naira a month? With 60 naira a month. When this power is at work, there'll be terrible dreams and spiritual blindness. There'll be backsliding. What do we do? We need to surrender our lives to Jesus. What do we do? We need to repent from the sin of our ancestors and our own. What do we do? We need to wage aggressive warfare. The kind of prayers to address this is prayers that go back 600 years, 400 years, 1,000 years. It's not gentle prayers. So, it's deep prayers. Deep prayers. Deep, deep prayers. And sometimes, when we start this kind of prayers, do you know that the enemy will hold the voice of some people? They won't want them to pray the prayers. But that will not happen here today. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. But if you are here today and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, don't waste time. Because we have no time to waste. Just raise up your right hand where you are. So that the Lord can deliver you from these evil powers. God bless you. Those of you raising up your right hand, just run quickly to the altar here. Because we don't have time. We want to go and pray. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus today. Run, run quickly here now. Jesus is waiting for you here. It will be dangerous to remain on your seat if you are not born again. Come quickly to the altar here. Sophia, at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just bow down your head and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray, O Lord, that you will lay your hands upon them. Today that I have surrendered their life to Jesus, it shall be well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your eyes and look at me here. You've taken the most important decision in life. Look at the pastor over there. Just follow that pastor for a few minutes. Now you can join us. Just follow him. God bless you as you do so. The rest of us, let's remain standing. Let's remain standing. Now, right there where you are, confess your sins, the sins of your ancestors, to the Lord now. Because very soon now, these dangerous deep prayers will start. And I don't want you to go away from here without a testimony. Yes. Makapota lekandera bokondea. Ask him to forgive you. All the sins of my ancestors. All the sins of my father's house. Father, I ask for forgiveness. Because today you must possess your possession. And you must arise by fire and by thunder. To do what God wants you to do in your destiny. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Think deeply about the profession of your parents. Were they Christians? Were they born again? Were they not born again?
Are you from a polygamous home? You need to ask for forgiveness on behalf of your father. Did your parents serve Satan? You need to ask for forgiveness on their behalf. Were they worshipping the devil? You need to ask the Lord to forgive. You yourself, think about yourself. Have you been straight with the Lord? Or there are things that you are doing too that you should not be doing? Ask the Lord to forgive you. Very soon, the power of God will fall upon this place. And there will be a yoke-breaking anointing released. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Father, we come before you. We confess our sins and the sins of our ancestors. Forgive us, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus wipe away our sins. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Time for the prayers. This prayer, if you pray them and you lose your voice and you get Abraham's blessings, you have made a good bargain. But if you keep quiet or you allow the enemy to silence you, it will be a terrible tragedy. I see people here who are destined for the top, but the enemy is tying them down below. With anger in your soul, you will declare this loud and clear. God told Abraham, get out of your country. Get out from your kindred. Get out from your father's house. So then, I will bless you. I will make you a blessing. I will make your name great. Indeed shall the whole of the earth be blessed. Those who bless you are blessed. Those who curse you are cursed. Because of the deliverance you will have received. Abraham did not listen to that information on time. He took Lot along. He took his father along. And as long as he had those people, he didn't make any progress. In fact, Abraham never made any progress until his father that he was traveling with died. Close your eyes. This is not a day to joke. Many of us have suffered for too long. And we cannot continue like this. You will shout with your voice roaring like fire and thunder. Say, we can't pass! Of my father's heart. Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud and clear? There is a sister who wants to shout this loud. Let me hear the brothers shouting the same thing loud and clear. Everybody together now. Your time is up. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. This is not a day to joke. This is not a day to joke. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. Receive it, 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 receive it. The power of God in the name of Jesus. Move. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, that's better. I want you to get more angry in your spirit. Every evil flow of my family life. Can you shout this loud and clear? Let your voice roar like thunder.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Don't negotiate with the enemy. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Bakato dakaya boshende rabakontia. Ribosaponde kaya boshente rabakata raba. Mana ribosopola kaya bokoshente rabasanta. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stick one finger to your belly button now. That is where you were disconnected from your mother. Stick one finger there. When we start prayers, it may be painful. Don't worry. Don't remove your finger because it's paining you. Father, this finger that is put on the umbilical cord area now, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into that finger. And let the fire begin to cut off every satanic linkage. In the name of Jesus. With your finger there. Please don't remove it. Shout this after me loud and clear. Spiritual placenta. To evil powers of my father's house. Break. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep the finger there. Be released. Be released. The spirit of your mother, the spirit of your father that has entered into you, that is programming your life. Out. Out. Out! In the name of Jesus. Now this particular prayer that has helped millions, has helped millions. Say, negative spiritual inheritance. Shout it loud! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hands on any part of your body that has infirmity now. Masekapo talikandera bosandia. Ribosepia likatendia bashanda. It is written that you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. You infirmity in the head, the one in the eyes, the one in the breast, the one in the womb, the evil swelling, the evil plantation. Makapota susakatendia. It is written that every tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. Every evil tree planted in anybody's body, be uprooted now. Let your amen roar like fire. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Whatever you're not able to do before, I give you 1 minute. Begin to do so now. Check your body. Check it very well. Strength is entry to your leg. That cloudiness of the eyes have vanished. The evil plantation in the breast has been shaken off. The fibroid in the womb has vanished. The serpent moving about in the right leg has just disappeared. Somebody is receiving a new kidney. That's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Check your body. Check it very well. Once you check it well, and you find that you have been healed. I didn't ask you to come forward if you want prayer. No, no, no. You have checked your body now. And you have been healed. I don't want the enemy to put that problem back on you. Just run quickly to the altar here now. After checking your body, if you have not checked where they will send you back to your seat, check it up very well. Now lay your right hand on your head where you are, beloved. Because we're still praying. You will shout this loud and clear. Anything in my life buried in a family grave. Can you shout this loud? Let your voice roar like fire and like thunder. Let your voice roar like fire. Can you shout it again loud and clear? Come out now! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I cover this testimony, this healing with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again in your life. I cover your miracle with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is time now to form a circle of seven. You may need to move around to find seven. Form yourself in the circle of seven. Form yourself in the circle of seven. Form yourself in the circle of seven. Aha. That's right. Let one person get inside the circle now. All of us will be praying for that person. And the person will be shouting a loud amen. Those of you in the circle, can I hear your amen? You will pray for that person like this. Say, every power assigned to demote you. In the name of Jesus, pray for that person now. In Jesus' name we pray. There is somebody in that circle. Within the next 72 hours, your destiny will change for good forever. Let the second person get inside the circle. You pray for that person like this. Every power assigned to make you cry. In the name of Jesus. Kinder power now. In Jesus' name we pray. There is somebody in that circle. Within the next few days, the stubborn witchcraft in your father's house shall confess and be disgraced. Let the third person get inside the circle. You pray for that person like this. Say, brother or sister, reject the witchment. Brother, reject the witchment. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray for that person. In
Jesus' name we pray. There is somebody in that circle. God is going to usher you into amazing wealth. Let the fourth person get inside the circle now. Pray for that person like this. Power of household witchcraft. Assigned against her. In the name of Jesus. Pray for that person. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. There is somebody in that circle. The Lord said, I should tell you, the good thing in your life the enemy has been sitting upon, the enemy has been unseated today. Let the fifth person get inside the circle. Pray for that person like this. Every power assigned to steal your virtue, scatter in the name of Jesus. Command the powers to scatter. Today is today. Enough is enough. In Jesus' name we pray. I somebody in that circle now. The Lord said, I should give you this word. That whether it is convenient for your enemy or not, you will sing your song and dance your dance. Let the sixth person get inside the circle. You pray for this person like this. Agents of disappointment assigned against your life. In the name of Jesus. Pray for that person. This is a serious matter. In Jesus' name we pray. I somebody in that circle. Something is coming your way within the next 10 days that will change your life for good forever. Let the seventh person get inside the circle and pray for that person like this. Every decision of the enemy for your life be canceled by fire in the name of Jesus. Pray for that person. Cancel the evil decision. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody in that circle, the Lord said, I should tell you that the power to rewrite your family history has come upon your life now. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you raise up your right hand and declare this louder than anyone around you? I, Daniel Olukoya, shall reach my appointed place in life. Can you shout it loud? By fire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.